Action item number 12, discussion and possible action on water contract language by Riley Woods.
Okay, last board meeting, you all passed a new agricultural rate for water that we sell. And previously, up until this point in time, folks who have come to us and wanted ag water, what we did is we gave them a contract, whether it was a system contract or interruptible water contract, and we would give them a written letter that basically said, to supplement the agreement that said, here's what your special ag rate is going to be until such time as the board develops, adopts an official ag rate for the authority, at which point in time we'll give you the opportunity to either go to system rate or get on a new contract that the authority will develop. And so that's basically what's happening here. Since we adopted that ag rate, we're just going back and having you all adopt some language that can be inserted into our contracts whenever we're dealing with an ag contract. And it pretty much just incorporates what was just the limitations of what you can use water for ag purposes in order to receive that reduced ag rate. Happy to answer any questions. If not, I can read the resolution.
I have a question. On your resolution, the terminology to use for ag rate, I noticed it doesn't match the definition in the Title 30 on our tab 14. What is the reasoning for leaving out some of the alpha characters?
The number one, we're not. I think it has to do more with our permit. Our water permits, I think, don't allow us to sell water for all of the specific purposes under the ag definition. Hoffman or somebody, correct me if I'm wrong on that. I think Jason was the one that drafted this. But I think that our water permit doesn't allow us to sell water for all the uses that are under the ag definition. So what we did was limit this definition to what we could sell water for.
Going back to that, you can't contract for water.
Yeah.
No way to conflict with your authorization.
Any further questions? Riley, if you'd read the resolution.
Be resolved by the Board of Directors of the Nebraska River Authority, hereby adopts the following language to be used in the Nebraska River Authority water contract for the water is to be used for agricultural purposes. One, in the definition section, the following definition. The term agricultural rate shall mean the rate per acre foot established by the Nebraska River Authority on an annual basis for water made available to purchaser under this agreement and used for agricultural purposes as that term is defined below. And the term agricultural shall mean any of the following activities. A, cultivating the soil to produce crops for human food and planting seed or for the production of fibers. B, the practice of floriculture, viticulture, agriculture, and horticulture, including the cultivation of plants in containers or non-soil media by an earthly grower. C, the irrigation of pasture land. And D, planting cover crops, including cover crops cultivated for planting or leaving land idle for the purpose of participating in any governmental program or normal crop or livestock rotation procedure. This term shall not include the irrigation of golf courses or parks. Two, in the termination section, the following language shall be added. In the event the agricultural rate is discontinued, purchaser shall have the option of either continuing this agreement with its rate reverting back to the, in brackets, system rate or interruptible water rate, whichever is applicable, in brackets, or canceling this agreement.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt the resolution? Motion by Christian, second by Ball. Please poll the board.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I have a question first.
Yes.
It looks like this does not include any type of feedlot, or is that correct? I mean, if there were to be some type of a feedlot, small, large chicken operation of any sort, would that fall under? That does not look like that would fall under this. 1A. As agriculture, does it?
1A, I believe.
Dry litter poultry operations are what make up the bulk of what we have in the basin. We do have some land operations that are wet facilities, but all of those are considered industrial water under the statute.
So it does not fall under agriculture use?
It, no, not like not like the type of agricultural use we're accustomed to. No, like if you're trying to get enough water for a feedlot,
right?
When you went to the state of Texas to get access for that water, I believe they would classify that water as an industrial use rather than agricultural use.
What is the difference in those rates?
75% of the current system rate.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The rate is $60.50 an acre foot. The ag rate this year is 70% of that, and I believe the ag rate is about
$43.
Okay. Turf, I believe, is not considered agriculture. Is it?
I thought it was in the definition.
No.
I think
there was an open question on turf because some people consider turf to be agriculture, but the way that it's handled, particularly when you get lower down in the basin, it's more of an industrial activity.
Yeah, but under D, it says planting cover crops, including cover crops cultivated for transplantation. That's turf,
okay.
Isn't it?
Okay, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we haggled over this one right up till the very end, so.
Well, to kind of go back to the question I had originally raised, in the definition, it has raising or keeping equine animals, but we're not including that. Why would we exclude that piece of it?
I don't know. I'm going to have to take a look. Which page are you on?
Page 149.
And that's in the backup?
It's under the attachment. Tab 14, page 149.
Tab 14. Oh, she's gone to the water conservation plan?
Yeah. That's coming up on what you
are you on the water conservation plan?
No, she was looking at
different. I was looking at that definition of agriculture.
Yeah, why are we not using this definition?
Rules, I think, is what that section is.
But that's Title 30, Chapter 288. That's 288 rules under TCEQ rules, which are the statutory rules plus whatever TCEQ has added to further flesh that out. So you can think of statute being like a skeleton?
No, I'm thinking of the way that they define agriculture versus the way that we're defining agriculture in our terminology.
Yeah, I agree with Director Belt there.
That A and B is identical to what we have in ours.
Our wording is almost identical on the things we included, but we left out a couple of them.
You have raising, feeding, or keeping animals for breeding purposes.
Right. Right.
Oh, miss a lick.
What we need to do is we need to break this in place.
That's good.
This definition is being used for the definition of irrigation, water for irrigation use.
Definitions on the board there is the one that's in the appendix to the water conservation plan for irrigation use, and that's the broader definition of water. That irrigation is broader than just agricultural use of water.
So why are we not using that definition in our definition?
The prime example is golf course irrigation, or irrigation that'd be used in a city. That's an irrigation use of water, but we don't want to charge an agricultural rate for that type of use.
I mean, I would agree with that. That's certainly not agriculture in my book, but I certainly do include raising, feeding, or keeping animals for breeding purposes. And you know, I mean, I would certainly I will not vote for this unless C is included.
Yeah.
For the definition of agricultural use.
I'm not even familiar with what
item D on there. I don't think is a confined animal operation.
Yeah, agriculture means cultivating soil to produce crops, human food, feed. And what
I mean,
is it
you're saying?
It
mean,
needs to be in there. You want to see feedlots added?
Well, if it's already defined by statute, then why do we need to have a resolution to begin with? If it's already defined.
The answer in part to your question is that historically we have charged the same rate for water.
It's only been until recently that there has been a special rate for agricultural, and it was something that this board did as a temporary measure. We came back, board meeting back, and formalized that arrangement through y'all's action to give a break for certain classes of agricultural water production. I think the difference is that while there are activities that could broadly be construed as agriculture, such as the irrigation watering that may not be what you would think of as being agriculture, we excluded that from the ag rate, from having access to the ag rate. So, to be honest with you, we have not had CAFOs coming in and asking for contract water for us. I mean, it has not been an issue. So you've asked a question that hasn't been contemplated in any of the definitions or any things that we've discussed up until this point.
So then I would like to, am I allowed to make an amendment to this?
You can move for an amendment, yes.
All right, then I move to include the wording of item C there in this particular resolution right here, action.
Is there a second?
Second.
Well, I would like.
Why would you not do D? If you're going to do that, why would you not?
Yeah,
do
I would
D?
Like to go even further to say that we should use the same definition. All the items under item 1, A through F, should be included in our definition, so that the agricultural definition is the same. And
well, we have a motion on the floor currently.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A motion that's been motion has been made and seconded to include. Did you say C?
Yes, sir.
Motion. Covered under commercial or some other area. In other words.
Okay, well, first we have to deal with the motion.
Oh, currently. Hold on a second, guys. Go. Go.
Okay. Our water rights allow us to sell for irrigation purposes. The definition of irrigation is more narrow than the definition of agriculture. It includes basically raising crops, irrigating pasture land, and also irrigating golf courses not within a municipal distribution system. Some of these definitions here, such as raising or keeping equine animals, wildlife management, those types of things aren't irrigation, so we wouldn't be authorized to sell for this type of purpose.
You wouldn't be authorized at all
at to sell for rights. If you go back and look at the authorizations that we have for our reservoir, and it was kind of goes back to the first answer I gave to Director Belt, where I said we're trying to reconcile what we have authorized from the state of Texas versus what people want to buy water for. And I believe what he is saying is we are authorized to sell water for irrigation purposes, but not this broader agricultural type use. And the truth is, those folks don't buy water from us.
Then why are we calling it agriculture? Why are we not calling it? I mean, define what irrigation is rather than defining what agriculture is. Because agriculture is a much broader term than irrigation.
It's being loose with our terms in a way that up until this point of discussion has never been a consideration for us.
That's what you got us for.
I think it's just a term in a contract that can be defined as we want.
We're not prohibited from selling water for those purposes, just at the agricultural rate.
No, we don't have authorization from the state.
We couldn't sell it for all those purposes, period.
You couldn't sell water for all right, well, I mean, if they're...
Well, I believe the staff, if it's not within the realm of our permit, we can't sell
it. Yeah, so with that knowledge now, I will withdraw my motion.
Okay. My amendment. David, do you concur with that?
Withdraw, yes.
Okay, you withdraw with the second. Okay. So we're back to the original... motion that's on, or actually, yeah, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Please pull the board.
Presiding Officer DeClue?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bale?
Yes.
Director Bale?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Lantrue?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director McKnight?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.